Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across the region. In Tel Aviv, clear skies are inviting a cool breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, while Haifa has a slightly warmer night. Perfect weather for a stroll outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. and Iran may sign a ceasefire deal tonight to open the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Ynet reveals the G7 has demanded a Lebanon ceasefire and vows to cut reliance on Hormuz amid ongoing tensions with Iran. Also this hour, Times of Israel shares a 14-point memorandum between the U.S. and Iran, pledging an immediate and permanent end to war on all fronts, including Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News highlights Soroka Medical Center's reconstruction, marking 1 year since an Iranian missile strike. And finally, Axios reports that Iran fired missiles at Israel, a move risking the unraveling of ongoing negotiations. From X, the latest. Iris, a prominent analyst, pointed out just minutes ago the contradictions in messaging about Iran's missile threat. She emphasized the need for consistent deterrence to ensure Israel's security. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political commentator, posted earlier today that the U.S.-Iran agreement covers only a ceasefire, Hormuz reopening, and sanctions lifting, with other issues deferred. Carmel Melamed, an outspoken critic, questioned the U.S.'s softer stance toward Hezbollah, stressing the threat they pose to northern Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the potential ceasefire deal, the Jerusalem Post indicates that if signed, it could ease tensions and open the Strait of Hormuz. This development might stabilize global oil markets and reduce military confrontations in the region. Turning to the G7 stance, Ynet reports the group is seeking to limit reliance on Hormuz. This comes amid concerns about Tehran's nuclear activities and regional military actions, signaling a shift in global energy strategies. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel shares details of the U.S.-Iran memorandum, which aims to halt military conflicts, including in Lebanon. This agreement could reshape regional alliances and create new diplomatic landscapes. On a different note, I-24 News highlights the rebuilding of Soroka Medical Center, symbolizing resilience after last year's missile strike. This restoration provides a morale boost and renewed healthcare capacity for the local community. Finally, Axios underscores the significance of Iran's missile launch at Israel. Such actions risk derailing delicate negotiations and could provoke military responses, escalating tensions further. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Electra Real Estate sees the U.S. rental housing market as a lucrative opportunity, managing $9 billion in assets. Separately, Globe's notes falling, bond yields may soon lead to lower mortgage interest rates in Israel, potentially boosting the housing market. And finally, Walla Business covers Cornell University's investigation into a student rejecting a job due to the employer's Jewish identity, sparking discussions on campus discrimination. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.